sitting there in front of me, floating in a cloud. Your chocolate eyes meet mine, you're whispering out loud. Thoughts that make me shiver, words that make me melt, and I can only be thankful for the deal I've been dealt. For the birds outside this window, for this guitar on my knee, for the smile on your lips, for the good you found in me. Looking at the wood stove and the towels upon the sink, with your fingers on my forehead, all that I can think is life is beautiful. For the way you kiss my fingers, for the way you hold my hands, for the way you look in those leather pants, for the times like now when I just gotta rope leave for a moment and take another toke. Life is beautiful. And the afternoon is done. We can spend the evening dreaming of the rising of the sun. And even when the shadows look me right in the eye, I feel your heart within my belly like the stars up in the sky. Life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. First he told us only, through you could we know God, and if we dared to question, he wouldn't spare the rod. For you we worked the soil, for you we dug the moors, for you we shed our blood, fought so many pointless wars. Now you try to tell us, there's nothing we can do. You say the world around us belongs fairly to the few, but about 6 billion people no doubt will agree, this world is our home, not your property. It's the commons, our right of birth. And you who would enclose the land all around the earth, our future is your downfall when we cut this ball and chain. You who'd sacrifice the public good for your private gain. With our sweat we built the railroads, built cities on these shores. But because you own the money, you say that it's all yours. We laid the phone lines and the pipelines, and then right before our eyes, you say these things aren't taxes paid for. Yet now we'll privatize. Privatize the hospitals, privatize the schools, privatize the prisons for all those who break your rules. And preparing for the day when all the wells run dry, you say you own the very rain that falls down from the sky. But it's the commons, our right of birth. And you who'd own the water all around the earth, our future is your downfall when we cut this ball and chain. You who'd sacrifice the public good for your private gain. You claim to own the harvest with your Terminator seeds. You claim to own the genomes of every animal that breeds. You claim to own our culture and the music that we play. And with each song that we download, to your coffers we must pay. You'd even own my name, and you'd say it's for the best. Maybe you'll let us on your radio if our songs can pass your test. You own country, you own Western, you say you've given us a choice. You may own the airwaves, but you'll never own my voice. It's the commons, our right of birth. And you who'd own the music all around the earth, our future is your downfall when we cut this ball and chain. You who'd sacrifice the public good for your private gain. It's the commons, our right of birth. And you who would own everything all around the earth, our future is your downfall fall when he cut this ball and chain. You who'd sacrifice the public good for your private gain. Life could have been different. You think I don't know? Could have been born in Paris or in the Wisconsin snow. But I'm from this desert and here I will stand. And I will meet you in the promised land. You know, I went to college to be an engineer. Thought I'd do something useful, but what good is that here? When your jet fighters bomb any buildings that stand, I will meet you in the promised land. The life of the fighter I didn't choose, but I love my people and I can follow your cues. If destroying our world is your leader's command, I will meet you in the promised land. I don't know if it's true. If we go any place better when our life here is through. But you've butchered my family. You must understand. I will meet you in the promised land. I know it's not pretty, but for all that you've done, for all the widows and orphans, for all the wars that you've won, I must teach you a lesson. Maybe you'll understand. I will meet you in the promised land. So I will get in this plane, and when it's in the air, to your symbols of power and our source of despair, I will look through the cockpit. I will steady my hand. I will meet you in the promised land. I will meet you in the promised land. I will meet you in the promised land.
Wonderful bumper sticker in AK Press. Allah is my co-pilot. That's a, what was the other one beneath it? Oh, yeah, Jesus is dead. Get over it. Well, this next song I wrote to alienate the other half of my audience that I didn't manage to alienate by writing the song Vanguard several years ago. And I'm not having much success alienating people with this song because most people seem to be able to laugh at themselves if they're not sectarian communists. So I don't drive a car because they run on gas, but if I did, it'd run on biomass. I ride a bike, or sometimes a skateboard. So fuck off all you drivers and your yuppie hordes. Sitting all day in the traffic queues, I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't eat meat, I just live on moldy chives or the donuts that I found in last week's dumpster dive. Look at you people in that restaurant. I think you are so sad when you could have been eating bagels like the ones that I just had. I think it is a shame all the bourgeois things you do. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't wear leather. I like my clothes in black, and I made a really cool hammock from a moldy coffee sack. I like to hop on freight trains. I think that is so cool. It's so much funner doing this than being stuck in school. I can't believe you're wearing those brand new shiny shoes. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't have sex, and there will be no sequel because heterosexual relationships are inherently unequal. I'll just keep on moshing to anti-flag and crass until there are no differences in gender, race, or class. All you brainwashed breeders, you just haven't got a clue. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't believe in voting. I think consensus is the key. I don't believe in stupid notions like representative democracy. Whether or not it works, I know it is the case that only direct action can save the human race. So when I see you in your voting booths, then I know it's true. I'm a better anarchist than you. I am not a pacifist. I like throwing bricks, and when the cops have caught me and I've taken a few licks, I always feel lucky if I get a bloody nose because I feel so militant and everybody knows. By the time the riot is all through, I'm a better anarchist than you. I'm a better anarchist than you.
Should get John up here. Would you play a little fiddle? John is also a very talented fiddle player. I won't hit it. I'll try not to. So this song was... Lovely. This song was inspired... By one of George Bush's appointments. It was a brilliant move, I thought, because on the left there's a bit of confusion among some sectors of the left about whether capitalism and imperialism are actually related to each other. And, you know, with certain people like St. Geldof and Lord Bono, there's, definitely the confusion is about as good as it gets. And so the make poverty history people didn't want to have the make war history people in the same protest, because apparently it's okay to bomb other countries as long as you don't starve them, I think is my understanding of the sophistication. That's I wondered that too. They say an army is a terrorist with a bigger budget. That's right. Yes. Yes.
Terrorism with a bigger budget.
War is terrorism with a bigger budget. Yes. So this is this song is in thanks to the Bush administration for their wisdom in this particular appointment, because if people still think after this that there is no relationship between capitalism and imperialism, they really should just go back to their television sets, I guess. He's done giving orders to generals. He's moved to another sphere. He's through with ordering the tanks to kill. He's gonna do something different this year. He's moving from Virginia to Washington with the neocons to thank. He's through with the War Department. Now he's gonna run the World Bank. He said he'd be true to the mission, that hunger and want should end. And as all Afghans know, he's a man of his word, on that we can depend. So be prepared for prosperity, it's coming to your door. 'Cause there will be no poverty once we kill off all the poor.
Last week he was bombing cities, now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye, Paul Wolfowitz is here. He'll bring the world things it needs, such as nuclear power, giant dams, and hamburgers. No doubt he's the man of the hour. He's proven it over and over with finesse and aplomb. And for those who disagree, well, then he's got the bomb. Last week he was bombing cities, now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye, Paul Wolfowitz is here. He's a real American, so he must know best. He'll lead us to glory, on this many can attest. He'll lead us to freedom, and we will be so glad, just like those shoppers in that market in downtown Baghdad. Last week he was bombing cities, now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye, Paul Wolfowitz is here.
One more. This is a request, in fact. And as my friend Dave Lippman, a.k.a. George Shrub, the world's only known singing CIA agent, says, what we call the Great Southwest was once somebody else's Great Northeast. Which pretty well sums it up. True story.
My name is John Riley. I'll have your ear only a while. I left my dear home in Ireland. It was death, starvation, or exile. When I got to America, it was my duty to go. Enter the army and slog across Texas to join in the war against Mexico. And it was there in the pueblos and hillsides that I saw the mistake I had made. Part of a conquering army with the morals of a bayonet blade. And there amidst all these poor dying Catholics, screaming children, the burning stench of it all, myself and 200 Irishmen decided to rise to the call. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion and we fought on the Mexican side.
That's the chorus. We got about 15% of a battalion right here. And we're well on our way. We can start by forming a chorus. See what happens next, you know.
We marched neath the green flag of St. Patrick, emblazoned with Erin Goldbrah. Bright with the harp and the shamrock and Libertad para Republica. Just 50 years after Wolf Tone, 5,000 miles away, the Yanks called us a legion of strangers, and they can talk as they may. But from Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side.
What do we do?
We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We fought them in Matamoros, where their volunteers were raping the nuns. In Monterrey and Cerro Gordo, we fought on as Ireland's sons. We were the red-headed fighters for freedom amidst these brown-skinned women and men. Side by side, we fought against tyranny, and I dare say we'd do it again. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion and we fought on the Mexican side. Thank you.
5 major battles. Churubusco last. Most of us died on that hillside, had the service of the Mexican state. So far from our occupied homeland, we were heroes and victims of fate. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. Lovely. Attila.
Well, I'll do one more song, and thank you all so much for coming.
Ah, that's exactly what I had in mind. And thanks so much to Free Radio Santa Cruz for existing. This is David Rovix, and you are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.5. Oh, fuck, I fucked it up.
Keep going.
101.5 FM. Seize the airwaves.
101.1?
I fucked it up twice? Okay, let's try that again. This is David Rovix, and you are tuned to Santa... No. I need to record it. It's too complicated. This is David Rovix, and you are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.5 FM. Seize the airwaves. Oh, fuck, it's 101.1. I didn't hear you the first time. This is David Rovix, and you are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1. Oh, this is getting ridiculous. Okay, forget it. Oh, well. It was a time I'll always remember. I could never forget how reality came down around us like some Western movie set. And when the dust all settled and the sun shone so bright, and a great calm took over us like it was all gonna be alright. That's how it felt to be alive after the revolution. From Groton to Tacoma, on many a factory floor, the workers talked of solidarity and refused to build weapons of war. No more will we make missiles. We're gonna do something different. And for the first time, their children were proud of their parents. And somewhere in Gaza, a little boy smiled and cried after the revolution. Prison doors swung open, mothers hugged their sons. The Liberty Bell was ringing when the cops put down their guns. A million innocent people lit up in the springtime air. And Mumia and Leonard and Sarah Jane Olson took a walk in Tompkins Square. And they talked about what they do now after the revolution. Debts were all forgiven in all the neo-colonies. Soldiers left their bases, went back to their families. A non-aggression treaty was signed with every sovereign state. All the terrorist groups disbanded with no empire left to hate. And they all started planting olive trees after the revolution. George Bush and Henry Kissinger were sent off to the world court. Their plans for global domination were preemptively cut short. Their weapons of mass destruction were inspected and destroyed. Battleships dismantled, never again to be deployed. And the world breathed a sigh of relief after the revolution.
Solar panels were on the rooftops, trains upon the tracks, organic food was in the markets, no GMOs upon the racks. And all the billionaires had to learn how to share. Bill Gates was told to quit his whining when he said it wasn't fair. And his mansion became a collective farm after the revolution. All the political poets couldn't think of what to say, so they all decided to live life for today. I spent a few years catching up with all my friends and lovers, sleeping till 11 home beneath the covers. And I learned how to play the accordion after the revolution.
Thank you. I'll do one more anyway. He didn't ask for it, but I'll do it. Am I a radio station?
Yes.
I'm a moving radio station. You came to the right place. You came to the right place. And it will all become clear as soon as you smoke this. I'm joking. When the world has gone crazy, and it's all becoming clear, when they're gunning down our comrades, and it seems the end is near, as they're loading up the launchers for the tear gas grenades, we can take off our bandanas and kiss behind the barricades. When it's madness all around, and you can see this at a glance, we will sing and we will cry, we will laugh and we will dance. As they shout their marching orders beneath the helicopter blades, we shall seize the moment for a kiss behind the barricades. They will try to break our spirit, and at times they may succeed, but our love for the world is stronger than their greed. When the building is surrounded and hope begins to fade, in my final hour, a kiss behind the barricades. As the movement grows, there will be hills and bends, but at the center of the struggle are your lovers and your friends. And the more we hold each other up, the less we can be swayed. Here's to love and solidarity and a kiss behind the barricades.
Thank you.